USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia masses troops on the Ukrainian border, a video conference call between Presidents Biden and Putin started a dialogue. President Biden from Russia, state media.
Good to see you again. Unfortunately, last time we didn't get to see one another at the G20. I hope next time we meet, we do it in person.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Gas is not currently flowing through the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which means that it's not operating. It is leverage for the West, because if Vladimir Putin wants to see gas flow through that pipeline, he may not want to take the risk of invading Ukraine.
It should be noted the media was barred from the meeting and the White House is not releasing a transcript. Olaf Scholz was voted in as Germany's new chancellor on Wednesday, bringing an end to Angela Merkel's four terms at the helm of Europe's largest economy. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.